This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pulling up, TK. What you think of Tweaker?
I think it's the song on my Instagram profile. I don't know why. I think that's
Trista
like
took it back to MySpace.
I didn't even know you could do that.
She took it back to MySpace.
Yeah, it is like MySpace. Yeah, that's the one I chose. Don't even know why. I think it was just kind of funny.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you?
I'm at the Odyssey offices in Portland.
Oh. Are you now?
What, you're what's, not used to?
Are you now?
Well, what's, I used to. I've got like a parking, but there's nothing happening. Oh. I have a parking pass and a little fob, and I just use it whenever I have meetings.
Do they know you're there?
You just walk into the Odyssey office? I mean, we speculate that that happens from time to time here where strangers just walk in and use the office, but is that?
I'm not a stranger, bro.
But you don't. But do you work there?
I mean, I am a part-time employee of Odyssey.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Yeah, I still have an Odyssey computer and an Odyssey email.
Well, we had a text exchange a couple weeks ago. I thought we was going to have to kick somebody's ass.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Well, it is what it is.
Well, you're going to be here this weekend, so we might have to pull up on some people.
Let's jump them.
Yeah, it goes.
What's up, man?
Shout out to R.I.P. Bonte, by the way. I'm sad to
Bonte's
see him.
Not oh, dead. Yeah, Bonte just, is alive.
He's just moved on to a different job.
Bonte is alive. Let's not go throw R.I.P. around. Like, Bonte's alive and well. He's just a TV star now. Has Joe invited you onto his show yet?
Can't say that he has. I must have got lost in the mail.
Soon. So, but once again, I mean, everybody going to be there. All-Star Weekend, Trista Crick going to be there. We could bury the hatchet right there.
Trista.
Right there.
Do you think Joe actually going to be out there?
Nah, Joe ain't going to be out there.
Yeah, I don't think
Joe, I don't think. He might go to one of the festivities, like one of the actual like Saturday nights or something like that. Maybe.
TK, we were texting about this last night. We'll get to the game here in just a heartbeat because I know you were watching that that game last night with the Kings and the Mavericks. But you're pulling up. You'll be in California, what, Wednesday?
I leave tomorrow. Yep, I'll be there in the afternoon, and I leave Sunday. Mm-hmm. So okay. I'm there in and out before the actual new format of the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We're gonna work some things out. I'm trying to get – I laid my – schedule out to TK. She laid her schedule out to me, so we're trying to see if we can get her to come on down here and hang out with us.
Okay.
Maybe
yeah, I might come through.
Maybe on Thursday or Friday or something.
Yeah, come on now. Come on.
What are you doing, Casey? What's your story?
I'm gonna be out there Saturday morning. I got to stop on my way to the Bay Area at this Jordan event in Alameda. So I'm gonna go say what's up to my guy there.
Came over on Friday. You can drive me back to the Bay. We're just doing a little housekeeping here for the chatty house.
Yeah. You can go wherever I go on Saturday. So, yeah. So that Saturday morning, maybe like that. I said, I'm going to stop in Alameda, and then I'm going to head out there to the – I probably – if I, you know, get somewhere, I probably want to go check in there and then get to the arena, do something like that. But, yeah, hell yeah.
TK going to the parties. Yeah, y'all could be outside.
Come on, man. Hey, yeah. You ain't going to the party?
I don't think
he's not even going. I don't even think he's going.
Well, I mean, if Trista's coming here on Friday, I got plans on Saturday.
True.
No one's going to the game Sunday.
I'm going to the game.
Well, you're going, but I see you every day.
Well, that's true too.
We don't need to spend more time together. TK flying back, like, it's like just the timing was tough because Friday we got our regular day.
Yeah,
Saturday I got planned Saturday night, and then Sunday is whatever.
Yeah,
so we're gonna
make it happen though. We're gonna make it happen. We're gonna leak.
We gotta figure out what we're gonna do for Trista if she pull up on us on Friday though.
Mm-hmm.
So first text that started this whole, because I had to confess to everybody what I told you last night about how I was losing like a little bit of confidence and then our exchange about Zach LaVine. But it all started with TK like, yo, this game is a lot of fun. It ended a lot of fun. Like, do you have a takeaway? Do you have a feel for the Sacramento Kings after watching them last night? This new version of the Sacramento Kings?
I mean, I think DeMar's going to just have to be Superman all the time. And like, that's so tough. I texted you this. I don't know why, but DeMar always seems to have to take the toughest shots down the stretch. It's unnecessarily tough. He's on the move, right? He's going right. He's draped with two, three people around him, and he's fading away and floating. And they're like, why? Why does it have to be this hard? It doesn't have to be that hard. So I think that's what he's going to do a lot in clutch time situations. Malik, it, like those two guys pop off the page at all times. I really like JV and Domas at the same time. Mm-hmm. I really like them. JV is an underrated passer. Woo! Yeah. Did you see that pass to the corner that he threw?
Yeah, he is.
Woo! Just a one hand into the corner, cross court. Goodness gracious. So him and Domas together are very fun. And like, you know how I feel about Zach? I still feel about Zach that way. Like, he's not.
Don't like him.
I just don't. I think he's completely disappeared. And whatever he gave you in Chicago, he's going to give you less in Sacramento. That's what I believe. I hope to be wrong. But he is like on a milk carton out there.
Why do you think he's going to give you less in Sacramento?
Because this is a team that has playoff aspirations. And they're looking for him to score. And I think it's no surprise that his production increased when him and DeMar were not on the floor at the same time in Chicago this year. He didn't have to worry about, hey, how do I fit in? Who's getting the ball down the stretch? You know, he just got to do what Zach does. And I think with DeMar, it's just kind of tough because DeMar is known as one of the most clutch players in the league in his entire career. And so Zach does this thing where he just kind of like, dribble, and then he like hands it off to somebody like a grenade with 3 seconds left to go, or takes a bad shot. So anytime Zach has the ball in his hands, I'm concerned down the stretch. That one pass, it's a good pass that he had, I think, to Domas. I forget who it was. And that was like, I was nervous though. I was nervous when he went to the lane. I was like, that's gonna get turned over. So I think this team is super fun though. And Jake LaRavia looks like kind of fun. I like the additions. I like these like role players much more than I like the Zach pickup.
Did you see the Pelicans game at all?
Did you not see
LaRavia's first like 3 minutes as a King?
Yes.
It was the most electric 3 minutes of basketball in history. Oh, it was amazing.
Love this guy.
It was amazing. Turned the whole game around.
You know who I was thinking about when we talk about like the best debut? It wasn't the same. Like LaRavia's was crazy. He was doing it on both sides of the floor, and it was in the regular season. But remember how DeMar started off? He made like his first 7 shots.
Oh yeah,
like was just he had like they were playing the Warriors on that preseason game, and he had like 15 points in the first quarter.
Yeah,
and we were like, oh my gosh, this is the guy we got now. Like it's crazy. But no, LaRavia's was. Ravens was a mess.
I feel like everything was great the first half of the first preseason game we played.
Yeah.
And then it all went to hell after that. Man, that was the peak of Mike Brown with DeMar DeRozan.
And then, you know, it's just time for a, you know, change sometimes.
Time for a change. Time for a change.
Change is good.
I think the Mavs are fun too. Like, there's no reason the Kings should not have like smacked the Mavs. But in general, very high level of entertainment value comparatively to the Utah Laker sort of game, which is just like a blowout. I love that back and forth atmosphere. Kyrie doing Kyrie things. Like, it was a fun game. It's a very fun game.
The Mavs are like, they're not talented. They've lost a lot or whatever, but they, maybe you talk about how well coached they are. They're tough.
Something recently?
They didn't lose to the Rockets. They beat the Celtics.
No, I think you said they've lost something recently. It was like, have they lost?
Not only have they lost what they lost, but then they lost what they gained.
They lost Gafford. We don't know how long Gafford's going to be out for. Derek Lively's probably out for the year.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis now hearing maybe season-ending surgery.
Mm.
This is
and Luka's a Laker.
Oh. That is tough.
It's tough.
Those guys are tough though. Season. Like, they go out there and play. Dinwiddie, he's erratic, but it's like tough.
But you know Doug's son. You know what I love about that though is Kyrie's like, it's cool.
Oh yeah,
Kyrie, I got it. It's fine.
I'm here.
It's fine.
That's
I got
what
it.
He said.
I got it. It's all good.
Yeah.
You probably could have gotten him for a song. By the way, could have traded De'Aaron for Kyrie. Could have got him.
Would have done that
back in the day when
no shade,
Kyrie was toxic.
Yeah.
Toxic.
Thank you for doing it.
Somebody last night on Twitter had the successful trade machine of Malik and DeRozan for Kyrie.
You can't do that.
I can't do that, especially because it has a guy like Malik that I love. I love Debo as well, but you know my love for Kyrie at least had me not zooming past it. I was like, oh, you can get Kyrie in Sacramento.
If you had, cause I had a friend who I was like texting, hey, you should watch this game. Like Luka, it's now play. I thought maybe this game would be fun. It was not, but because obviously, like, just the blowout in Utah so bad. But if you had to tell someone who was not really a fan of the NBA, if you had to show them highlights of players in the past or current to get them interested in the NBA, who would that be for you guys? I'll give you guys my list that I gave them after you guys give me yours.
Well, Kyrie would probably be one.
Kyrie would be one.
Yeah, Kyrie would be one of them.
Kobe would be on there. LeBron in the open court is special, but LeBron in the half court is not as special. Like, would visually.
Steph,
yeah.
Yeah, Steph. I'd show Steph. Yeah.
And Iverson.
Okay.
Definitely Iverson. That was who I did. It was Jason Williams.
Oh,
who I think,
my boy.
I think Jason Williams is like number one.
How could I forget number my boy? Disrespectful. My bad, J. Will.
The pass, the magic that he had. Nobody even comes close now. So he was one. It was him. It was Kyrie. It was AI. It was Shaedon Sharp. It was
okay, ma'am.
That's my point.
Shaedon Sharp highlights. Highlights.
Well, you know, I got highlights.
Vince got to be on
so
there.
So Magic, like, I'm not.
No, Magic does need to be on there.
But that Magic's too far back.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
But it still works today, though. Magic still works today. His highlights still work.
Like, people aren't getting Magic now, but you're getting a little Jason. I mean, Jaw highlights are fun.
Jaw highlights, yeah, that's true.
Where's LaMelo at?
Derrick Rose.
Ooh. Derrick Rose. Russ.
I was thinking Russ, yeah.
Yeah. This is good. I like how Tristan, I like the new, I don't know if it's new, but the angle of just making teams. I'm telling you right now, I'm working on my own unethical basketball team because I saw your roster and I'm like, nah, I need to shore this up a little bit. So I'm working on it. But the all introduce
all
you to basketball team. Eight slots, is that what we get here?
Okay,
eight slots?
Okay. I want in on this. Eight players. All right, I want in on this.
The all basketball introduction.
This will be on social media when we go to KSFM at 4.
You need a graphic?
Well, I got a graphic. I got all of a sudden
I gotta watch tutorials.
Mr.
Sorry,
graphic
sorry.
Designer over here. I like that.
And so, you know what's cool too is like think about what you'd say about these people too, right? Like what makes them special. It actually took away some of the cynicism that I have for some of these players. Like, for example, Zion. Like how I speak about Zion to ball watchers is totally different than I speak about Zion to someone who's like not really into the NBA, but I'm really tried hard to get them to like dig in and be into the NBA. I'm like, Zion, he's only 6'6", but he can play power forward and center. He's a lefty, like one of the most explosive athletes. When he's healthy, he's like does things that you've never seen a guy at his size do. It's like, I've never spoken so many positive words about Zion in my life. I should do this more.
It's hilarious. When you talk to non-ball watchers, you hype the player up. When you talk to ball watchers, like, I'd never have Zion on my team. This guy stinks.
Yes. Like, do you want to trade? You want to trade the number 3 overall pick in Anthony Simons for Zion? Absolutely effing not. No, that guy cannot stand 4. No.
It is interesting.
But you have to watch these Zion highlights. Like, that's going to get you into the NBA.
His highlights are great. Vince Carter got to be on that list, huh?
Yeah.
Vince Carter, crazy.
Well, them Alex Lynn Laker highlights about to go crazy because that's official.
Good for Alex Lynn.
They've clearly moved on from Mark Williams and decided we're going with Alex Lynn.
And what happened with, like, the Hornets were like, no, like, we want to contest this. Like, this should go through.
Yeah.
And people looked at them crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how you go, like, no, I don't care what your doctor said. You've got to take the player. Yeah, I have no idea. But the article was, the story was, the Hornets are looking for recourse.
And what kind of recourse happens?
I have no idea.
Mark Williams just disappear? He's just no longer in the league? Like, he goes to the, like, no trade zone? So neither team has him on their books? How does that even work?
The Lakers are like, no, we can't go through with this trade. And the Hornets are like, we don't want him.
Yes, where does he go? Now he has to come back to Charlotte and sit there.
Well, Dalton Connect can do it.
Yeah, they said Dalton Connect was in crazy last night.
Bless his heart. Yeah, he did look a little emotional. Everybody was calling him Connect 4. You got a bunch of highlights of LeBron James saying how impactful he was at Tennessee. Because, you know, LeBron James, huge college basketball fan.
Oh.
Watches so much hoops.
That's the tough part.
Ball watcher.
You got to go back to the locker room knowing he signed off on this deal. And you got to face him. And he'll probably give you the line, oh, bro, I'm so glad you're back here. I was so upset when I saw the tweet.
I told him no, but I'm hands off, bro. Mm-hmm. I told him no, though. Be honest with you.
Well, he got
for real,
the
for real. They got him. For real.
He got the ultimate line now. You know they've been moving in secret lately. you know they ain't telling us nothing no more. Rob just
also asked, you know it's Luca's team now. Rob, I've been asking for them to use those picks forever.
Man, for Rob real, just real. Out here tripping. Now Luca all of a sudden ready to trade my guys.
My guys.
My guys, Dalton Connect.
Oh man. I think Trista, I do think, and Dame, Zach LaVine. I think he'll be okay. I think he'll play better here than he has as of late. And also, maybe, I'm not saying it's a championship team, but maybe this is a good role for Zach LaVine. Maybe when you ask him to be number one, carry us in the clutch and all this other stuff, maybe he's not qualified for or equipped for that. You know what I mean? But maybe if it's, hey, Zach, give us 20-21 a night. We got a guy that'll close it out. You know, we got two guys that might close it out. You know, get in where you can fit in, you know, in those situations, but it's not all on you to lead us to a championship. Maybe he's more equipped for something like that.
Zach LaVine, he makes $46 million a year.
He does.
If you're giving me 17 points a game, you're Cam Johnson. You're not making $43 million a year.
Well, that's true. I don't think he's going to give you 17 a night, though. I think he's going to give you like 22, 23.
2 more years left on this deal, guys. Mm-hmm. 2 more of these seasons with Zach LaVine. Remember, I don't mean to be Debbie Downer. Remember, the Bulls were feeling like they had to attach a first-round pick to get rid of him because of how much he costs on the books. You better get something out of these other guys. Like Keegan better develop. Jake LaRavia better turn into something. Because you can't have a guy making $50 million who is just like a role player.
Well, Jake LaRavia is tough because you don't want Jake LaRavia to be too good.
I know. Yeah.
Because they didn't pick up the option, so there's only so much that they can pay him next year.
Chill, Jake.
They're going to wind up benching him the last 20 games of the season in hopes he doesn't get too good. That's what Dante will tell you they did to him.
Yeah. Dante was not happy. Dante, mm-hmm. He had the season of his life last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's he's going to be able to replicate it.
How was New Orleans?
It's the best. I love New Orleans. I think New Orleans is the best. I said this on my Instagram. New Orleans is the best Super Bowl site that you can have, I think.
Why?
Because you're talking about if the other one is probably Vegas, mm-hmm. but Vegas is like...
It's expensive.
And it lacks culture. Let's be honest. Like mm-hmm. the whole system around Vegas is just casinos and mm-hmm. betting and gambling. No shade to any of that. But that's like the heart of it. And it's just
but it shows in food too. Like there's
yeah,
it's not like New Orleans food. New Orleans food is right. New Orleans food. Las Vegas food is just really good food.
It's the $2 steak and eggs.
Let's bring in the best food from New York and Portland and LA, and we'll bring in all these different restaurants, and they'll be all in the casinos. You can walk everywhere. The Ubers are pretty cheap, but you're pretty much all in the casinos for the most part.
And I don't get $2 steak and eggs when I go to, like, that's insane.
No.
Well, you're not up till 4 a.m. Sometimes at 4 a.m., you're getting out of that I need something to eat. Fatburger's line is too long. Oh, look, $2 steak and eggs. Let me just get it to get this liquor out of my system.
Ooh, yikes. But New Orleans has a lot of those same things. Great food, small city, you know, easy to get around. I know people were crazy over the Uber charges, and apparently there was like mm-hmm. big rate hikes or whatever, price surges. I didn't have that at all. I didn't have a single price surge. I think my Ubers were like somewhere between 12 and 25 bucks.
Wow.
But you can walk pretty much everywhere. You can take the streetcar all throughout that joint. There's so many little pockets of neighborhoods that are so different than the French Quarter. I would say I encourage anyone to go out of the French Quarter and see Algiers and Treme and the Garden District and Uptown. You could spend a week there and still not see everything you want to see. Mm-hmm. The weather was incredible. I walked around Audubon Park right across the street from Tulane. That's like a 3.5 mile, beautiful, on the lake, these little ducks. I didn't even know ducks got into trees, but they do. Ducks hanging out in trees, making sounds. It's just incredible. Amazing meals. And like some of the best Uber drivers or Lyft drivers I've ever had giving me the locals' insights on how their Mardi Gras were, right? What they do compared to what, you know, the tourists do. They were like, we walk probably 10 miles on Mardi Gras. We're all over the place in all these different neighborhoods. Every neighborhood has their own Indian, you know, tribe that does their thing, and it's like all these handmade ensembles, and they're just going from one neighborhood to the next. So this was really, really cool. I even like heard the inside story on what really went down with Katrina, which got me back into Treme, the HBO Max series. So I couldn't speak highly enough about it. And the weather, I mean, it's 30 degrees in Portland. So it's 80, it's like 75, 80 degrees.
Oh, wow.
That's
yeah, fantastic. It was incredible.
So we're really talking four cities the Super Bowl should be. It should be L.A., New Orleans, Vegas. I guess because Jerry's World is pretty cool, you could throw Dallas in there and Miami. So we're talking five.
I think L.A.'s even almost too big. I think L.A., unless you're going to have all the parties, everything needs to be on the same side of 405. You cannot be crossing across because the traffic gets too bad. You want to be able to like get to every pocket that an event could be at in less than 30 minutes. You can't be driving an hour to stuff.
And Dallas is like San Francisco. The game is off in Santa Clara. Yeah, where's the stadium? Arlington.
Yeah.
Everything else is in Dallas, and it's not close. Mm-hmm. Like those aren't. It's not a close distance, and it's not an easy place to get to either.
No,
So we're down.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
I was gonna say, let's take Dallas out.
Nashville would be incredible. Nashville's a great city. I went to the NFL draft there, and they had everything on Broadway. There was no other real places that they had any of the events. That was great. That was really great. Does Nashville get cold, though? It gets cold. Yeah. I don't know what the weather is there now. Let's look and see. It was pretty warm when I went in April. But
that's got to be a prerequisite, though. It's
45.
Yeah, no, we can't be in Nashville. We can't be in Nashville. We can't. Not for the Super Bowl. We can't. I need to be able to be good.
You're not going. You didn't even go to New Orleans.
I know. I was upset about that.
You get to go next year.
I'm going to go to L.A. too when it's in L.A. And I think, there's another. Yeah, it's too cold down there, but they're going to have it. Atlanta is after that.
Atlanta's tough because most of the things that they put in Atlanta are downtown. Mm-hmm. And if you know the real Atlanta, that's not anything close to the real Atlanta. That's where the worst things and the most corporate, sterile part of Atlanta is downtown. So it's not great. You have to get out. I mean, it's fine in terms of like getting Ubers but you're not going to see any of the culture of Atlanta by just being there and doing the events that they put you in touch to do.
TK said, Bankhead.
And they don't do Houston, do they?
They do.
Do they?
They do, yeah.
Houston,
oh, yeah, that was my first Super Bowl. That was 28-3. 28-3 was in Houston.
Houston's traffic is bananas.
Yeah. The worst. Four lanes. Awful. We had to get a full police escort to get us from the media hotel to whatever the NRG stadium was. And then they put you in like the auxiliary area to watch the game. Like, you didn't even have a press box. Mm. So you had to watch it from the TV.
Come on.
It was terrible. The Houston Super Bowl was awful.
Come on.
Go to NRG Stadium to watch the Super Bowl on the TV.
Come on. That's awful. Don't you have to pay to get on the freeway in Houston? It's almost like a toll system or something, but just like the freeway.
Yeah, no. I don't think that's just Houston. I think that's Texas.
That's okay.
Yeah, because I think I did that through Dallas and Austin and that one drive I took through
Texas.
That's
how they get their money back.
Which was an eternity.
From being cheaper.
Texas is a massive state.
Yeah.
It's just massive.
Shout out
Miami
Texas.
Was a tough Super Bowl too. It took forever to get anywhere. And it was really rainy. I remember, I don't know if I told you guys the story, but I went to go see Dua Lipa at some party in some warehouse. And it rained so hard that they had to shut that joint down early because it was like leaking from the roof. So everyone tries to get out and get Ubers, and people were stealing each other's Ubers. It was so, I mean, like you're talking about water to your calf.
Yeah, the rain out there is like standing in the shower.
Mm.
I couldn't believe it. I was soaking wet. I had these pair of like suede heels. Those were done. Those went directly into the trash.
Yeah, I've been in a Miami rainstorm once, and it's like 80 degrees outside. Then all of a sudden it starts pouring rain, and you're just soaked.
That's what happened when I was in New Orleans, and that was a story.
Is that when you were on the plantation?
Yeah, that's what I was right before I went.
Kenny and his family went to a plantation for a vacation.
Why?
No one knows.
No, we were no.
No one knows.
Okay, so I'm telling the story, but it gets crazy. We were on the boat.
Great. Okay. Good. Okay. I forgot. I left that part off. They took the boat to the
down
plantation.
The Mississippi, and they said we're going to take it.
What's ever gone wrong? What has ever gone wrong?
Are you sure that wasn't just a ploy to get you and your family?
Well, we got off the plantation and back into downtown New Orleans. But yeah, down the Mississippi, you get on the boat and then.
This is what the Caraway family does for fun.
Whose idea is that?
We've been trying to find out for 3 years.
That's what happened.
If we were to take like us together as a collective and be like, one of these three vacation at a plantation. Number one best guess would be me.
We were just there for 20 minutes and then we got back on the boat.
Well, lucky you. And then he got back on the boat. Well, your ancestors weren't so lucky.
I'm not even gonna lie to you, man. I didn't go too far onto the plantation. Like, I got there and it didn't feel good.
It didn't feel good at all.
I got back on that boat. I'm not gonna lie to you. I love that you thought you were safe on the boat.
That's traveling down the Mississippi.
I wasn't sure, but I had to get off of there. I was like, I don't want, I'm okay.
Was that your idea?
Yes. I mean, the whole thing, they got, you know, you've seen the big boat with the red spinners on the back of it. So they go up and down. You could eat on there. It's a restaurant, all this other stuff. So you catch that right next to, like, some docking station in downtown New Orleans, and you ride up the Mississippi. And I think it gets crazier. I don't know if they told us that we were going to a plantation when we got on. I don't think they told us. I think they were like, oh, yeah.
You get luckier and luckier every year, every time you tell this story.
I think it was just like, hey, you know, ride up and down the Mississippi real quick. And they're like, oh, we'll dock for a second and you can get off and see one of these New Orleans plantations. And we got off. And I said, nah, no, it's okay. The trees look just like the trees. It's the trees you see in all the movies, right? And I said,
well, there's a reason for that.
But they're not, those trees aren't solo dolo. Those trees have.
We're having fun. And all, it was completely harmless, but I didn't like it.
No.
I said, there's no need for me to be here.
What?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I said, I don't like this at all, dog.
Damien, if someone said to you, hey, what do you think? We're going to go to a plantation. You'd be like, I'm good, right?
No, I'm good. Yeah.
No. Would you think differently of the person who like brought that up to you?
Look, there was, it was that. If the reason why we went there is because my wife wasn't able to go on the swamp tour that she wanted to go on. She wanted to be down there with the Gators. And I said, come on, man.
She just wanted danger of something.
I'm also a reminder of everything that happened on the plantation.
It's a,
I'm the dirty little secret of the plantation. Oh, like, come on, man. Like, no, Trista, I'm not going.
No.
Right.
Me and you together.
It was a really
there
nice ride, though.
A wild sight.
The moral of the story was we had one of the rainstorms right before we got on the boat, and it was
that is not
degrees.
The moral of this story.
It was 80 degrees.
No matter how bad you want it to
got
be.
On there.
What we'll let you go. What are you doing at the Odyssey Building?
Well, I had a couple of meetings right before this, and then I've got a lash appointment.
Oh. Your nails look nice.
Yeah, nails.
Thank you. It took them 3 hours to do these yesterday.
Yeah, wow. They look good.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then I fly out to SF or San Francisco, whatever you guys call it, San Francisco tomorrow.
Yeah, just don't say San Fran. They don't
it's
like
SFO.
That.
Okay. Yeah, so I fly into SFO tomorrow.
All right. Well, let us know what you want to do, man, because you can't be in California and we're not together. So we'll figure it out.
In an Uber, like an Uber drive away, I got to come through. We got to make this happen.
All right. Hell yeah. All right, bet. All right, it's on. All right.
TK. See y'all.
All right,
TK. Love you.
Just a quick off to another meeting at the Odyssey Building. We'll come back. I'm watching the video of the Dallas Mavericks owner getting booed walking into the game last night.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, man. He was walking into was he at?
He looks like the absolute front row. He looks like the biggest jerk off you've ever seen either. He's looks, hey, sit your ass down. They hate you right now. They're looking around like, this dude really here? He really
would
pulled
you,
up.
Would you have been there if you were him?
I wouldn't have traded Luka if I was him.
Not in the building, like you'd be in the building, but like there.
No. No, sir. They hate you. They hate you. We'll come back. The kid in the Luka Doncic jersey shook his hand.
Oh, poor
Steelo kid. And Casey here on ESPN 1320.
I can swim in a pool. I don't know if I can swim in the ocean.
I remember when my sister got married in Mexico. They went like out. And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. And I turned around and I was like, I might not make it.
Yeah, the people that be like jumping off the boat, you know, into the water.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Nah, man, it ain't for me.
You're kind of tempting fate at that point. Like, you're asking for it. Like, what? Like, what do you want to go that deep out into the ocean for?
No, I don't
that's
know.
Not, that's
I
not our territory. That belongs to the sharks
and
everyone else.
Yeah, I don't think
else.
I want to go into the ocean. That's right. That's not my house. That's trespassing. Like, if I get eaten, that's my fault.
Exactly.
I don't want those problems at all.
That is a... That, look, Mr. Shark, I apologize. This was not my intention to be here. I'm trying to leave. Now you got these mutant sharks that like live at the bottom of the ocean that are now coming to the surface.
Come on, man.
Nah, man.
Did you see that? We found a new species.
Yeah. Kyle was talking about it on the wake-up call this morning. Did you see that thing?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Bruh. Did you see it?
I think I did. I want to see it again.
And they say, too, like they don't even know really why it came to the surface. Maybe there was a crazier predator down there to try and get it.
Well, maybe we
don't even know.
Enough,
we don't
maybe,
even know what's chasing it.
Maybe we've done enough damage to the ocean where they're like, yeah, I can't be down here no more.
Oh, my God. Just leave the ocean.
I don't know that this will work, but I think if you text fish to 916-909-1065, you might get it sent back to you.
What?
That's what they were doing this morning. Try it. Text fish to 916-909-1065, and then I think that'll send the fish back to you. I haven't learned how to do that yet. Katie was supposed to teach me how to do that thing where we could say, hey, text Kenny to 916-909-1025.
Check out this monster.
See, there it is. Yeah, so they got to teach us how to do that.
Oh, come on, bro.
Yep. Show the class for those who haven't seen it.
What the hell?
Yep, there it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
See, why is it coming to the surface? Like, what's going on? Why now? Is the world ending? What's going on?
It might be.
Yeah, we're not far. I don't think we're far away. And what I mean by that is maybe we're 10,000 years away. But it's like Patrick Mahomes' career. We may be in the middle. We may be closer to the end of his career than we are.
We may be in the middle of life.
The world, yeah.
The world.
Yeah, we may be in the
middle. I mean, if we're being honest, like at some point it's going to end, right?
I think so.
Like at some point the world is it's just going to end.
Yeah.
You think so? I'm sure they were saying this 2,000 years ago too, though.
Were they?
I'm sure. Like, oh yeah, there's no way it could last beyond this. And like, look at us talking kings and talking about people, the world ending.
But did they have mutant fish floating to the surface?
I'm sure they had stuff way crazier than what we
said.
Well,
they didn't get up yet. They didn't get up there yet. Like I said, they didn't get up there. See, we're ahead.
So they weren't always the best at documenting this stuff too. So it's like we only know so much.
Can you imagine if, like, cavemen had Twitter? Like, yo, I think I just saw, like, a T-Rex or, I don't know.
It's the real question is, what's next?
Yeah.
Where do we go after Earth is done?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, there has to be another planet with life. There has
for
to
sure
be.
Is,
we can't
but I don't
be
know
the
if,
only one.
For, no, for sure there is. I don't know if we can get there, though.
Well, Elon Musk will probably get there before
boy.
All of us.
You guys just made you guys
he's
cars.
He's probably developing some way for us to get to whatever planet has life on it.
Developing a way for him to
that's
get there.
That's what Scouts, like, Scouts, like, the where'd he go? The ocean is no joke. We know more about outer space than we do the ocean.
Well, let's keep it real, too. If they know where to go after and stuff, they're not taking us with them. They're not telling us where to go.
Remember them people who took the little thing down to the ocean and, like, just disintegrated?
They were going to see the Titanic.
Oh, gosh, I feel so bad. Like, no, you don't. You don't feel bad. You know what you're doing in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe the fish was coming to tell us, hey, got it. It's down here.
They just talking about space. Go where no man has gone before. No, the ocean is where no man has gone before.
I don't want nothing to do with either one of them. I watch TV shows on them, but I don't want to be there. Be right there. Be right there in the house.
I watched some show about space that Ken Rudolph was on. I forgot what it was called. It was like the moon landing thing, but it was good.
Space is fascinating. I love watching. I've learned to love watch because I wouldn't watch it by myself, but or like before I met my wife. But she watched all this stuff. Ancient Aliens is fascinating. You know, all that stuff about the galaxy is fascinating. Even the sea is fascinating. But I'll just watch it on TV. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. I'll be watching them TikTok videos where the whales like come up like next to the boat and it's the most gigantic thing you've ever seen.
That's crazy too is I was on the phone, I don't know if Kenny brought it up right now, but working like on those boats, shipping cargo in the ocean or whatever, going through all those waves, that's insane. That's crazy.
With the pirate guards.
Yeah.
You ever see where they put the barriers up for the pirates? That's crazy.
Man. Like it's all storming, like that's I don't know how life leads you to that boat.
I don't know how much them brothers make, but it ain't enough.
That's not enough. it's not enough.
It is not enough.
Those videos are insane.
Them dudes need to be paid like professional athletes. Look, man, you make this trip out here through Pirate Rotter, we'll give you $30 million for the year.
Right. They need a Brandon Ingram's contract.
Yeah, that's what they need. They need Ingram's contract. Look, we're not giving you Zach LaVine money, but we'll get you Brandon Ingram money. Were you surprised by that? Brandon Ingram's deal with the Raptors?
I think you had mentioned it like when the trade happened. You're like, well, there's got to be a contract. Waiting for him as well. And I was like, maybe not. But you're spot on. You know, it seems like they made that deal clearly with intentions of we're going to have a year beyond this year.
Yeah.
And was it 3 years, 100 million or 120?
120.
Yeah. Good for Brandon Ingram. I'm with that. I think he'll do good in Toronto. And, yeah, I think Toronto got a good ball player to go next to Scotty Barnes.
Let's get Jamel in here now. 1-6-9-0-9-13-20. Jamel, what's happening, baby?
What's up, boys?
What's good, my guy?
I want to give a message, man. I hope we got some NBA referees listening, man, to our great show. But it's just frustrating from a fan's perspective. My man Fox switches jerseys, gets 18 free throws, and then they going to miss our free throw that, you know, when DeRozan got fouled. Almost cost us the game. How do we miss this? This is getting frustrating, boys. That's all I got. Love y'all, man. Thank you.
Yeah, so, no doubt. For context, the Kings shot 19 last night.
That's crazy.
The Sacramento Kings basketball team shot 19.
That's crazy.
De'Aaron shot 18.
I just want to say this. I don't think DeMar got fouled.
Is he talking about the layup?
Yeah. I was looking. I was trying to figure it out after I realized somebody's arm didn't go through the net. And I was trying to figure out.
Well, I think DeMar's did.
I was trying to find out, like, I don't think he got fouled.
What are we shooting?
I don't know how that happened for DeMar. Like, I have no idea why he, not why he shot it, but why it went through the basket the way it did.
That's
like,
why
did you shoot that way?
That's one of the best things about Katie Christensen is she's like a fan. She gets really angry. They fouled him! Mark, look, they fouled. Oh, no.
No. She had one last night where she...
I see it. Got him.
What was she... She was. I forgot what it was, but she was like, this is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it was like, maybe Domas fouled out, or no, somebody fouled, and they're like, you know, it's just incredulous how this is happening. I was like, yeah, you feel just the way I do. Just the way I do. This is ridiculous. You're right, Katie.
And then she calms down for a minute and goes, he did foul him. He did get him on the wrist. All right. These officials are good. These officials are good. We'll come back. Just one little quick football note, because it kind of surprised me a little bit.
Okay.
We got that on the way. It's Thilo and Casey. It's ESPN 1320.
Accuracy. Mm-hmm. This is the 20th year of Charlotte NBA basketball. Well,
that's not true.
Well, this incarnation of it from 89 to 2002, the Charlotte Hornets, the original Charlotte Hornets, were there.
Okay.
Then in 2005, so they had a 3-year. Is that when they went to New Orleans?
Oh, that's right. I forgot they
had a 3-year where they weren't there.
Yeah,
and 2005 to they were the Bobcats till 14, and then 15 to this year, they're the Hornets. So I guess technically you can, we could say 30 years.
I mean,
of NBA basketball. The whole during the break we were saying, will we ever see the Charlotte Hornets be a championship contender? And we said, I know we can say the same thing about the Kings, but at least there was a time when there was a 3-year span when they could win a championship. We've seen it. We've never seen that for the Charlotte NBA franchise. Will we ever?
They're just like the Cleveland Browns. Just no matter what you do, you're just going to stink.
Even the Clippers had a 2-year span where they're championship contenders.
Yeah, they did.
The Browns, have the Browns ever had that?
No. Yeah, the Browns did.
Ernest Biner.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He don't know.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's
okay. No, I don't. I was going to say, who the hell is that? We got to go back to, the 90s for that?
The 80s.
No, that's
80s?
The 80s.
That doesn't count then.
It doesn't count.
They turned into the Ravens after that, I'm sure.
They did. But Cleveland NFL football. So I don't know. I like Charlotte. I like the Hornets. That's tough, though. 30 years of just
no purpose.
Succeed at best. Yikes.
Yeah. That's literally watching basketball with no purpose if you're a fan of those teams. A fan of that team. Yeah. Like, it's just there's no forward going forward.
Tragic.
On the other end of the spectrum, the Eagles are the betting favorites for next year's Super Bowl.
Now, where did you see that?
I don't remember.
Because I saw yesterday that the Chiefs and the Ravens were the favorites.
I have the Chiefs. I have the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens tied for second with the Lions, 49ers, Commanders, and Packers to follow.
Now, obviously, different sports books have different outlooks. But I saw yesterday, and what you said makes more sense. That seems a little bit more fair because they just won the Super Bowl.
I was actually surprised by that.
They've got everybody coming back, though. That seems fair. That makes sense to me that they would be the favorite. The one I saw yesterday, this was on Sunday night, and it said the Chiefs and the Ravens are the favorites to win the Super Bowl, followed by Lions, Eagles, Bills, tied for next.
Do you have the book?
I don't. It was on ESPN.com. So
okay, I think the one I got from The Athletic was from The Athletic, so I don't know what book they're affiliated with.
Yeah.
Feels like the Chiefs should be fourth on that list.
I think so. I don't think the Chiefs should be the favorite.
I'd put the Bills second if it was up to me.
I don't know if I'd have Lions top five either.
I don't think I would either.
They lost both coordinators.
Yeah, you can always find good coordinators.
You're left with that crazy man to make decisions.
Who, Dan Campbell?
Yeah.
He made the right decisions the first time.
No, he didn't.
Like with the coordinators?
Oh, I'm talking about game making calls.
Yeah, you're gonna have to live with that, but maybe he'll get the next one.
Ravens should be top five too, right?
Yeah.
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 So do the Texans get any love there?
No.
No.
Texans.
I think this list is perfectly fine.
I don't like the Commanders up there. Mm-hmm. I think they might.
So the five.
Okay.
Five. Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders or 49ers? Which one are you going with?
So you got the Lions completely out.
I wouldn't have them in the top five.
Or the would you put your Packers up there?
No, I'd go Lions, if anything.
I don't want to put the Lions in there. But truth be told, I can't put the 49ers in there.
I'll ask you guys, the Commanders, Lions, or 49ers, which one gets the fifth spot? If any. Maybe you go another way.
I can't do the Lions.
I'll do
49ers, I guess. Like,
Are you sure?
I can't do the Lions.
Why not?
I don't buy it. I didn't buy them this year. I'm going to buy them next year.
They've been pretty good for a couple years now.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You getting another year like that from Jared Goff.
Yeah, I think they can do it. They're it's not just Jared Goff. Like offense is on David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Nah.
Like they kind of set up Goff and stuff like that. I feel you got St. Brown out there. Jameson Williams is pretty good. And like I said, you're getting all those defenders back. Like I think they'll be back.
I think If you have one game between the Commanders and the Lions, we actually just saw this a couple weeks ago, but they had a beat-up defense. You have one game between those two.
Give me a healthy Lions team. I'll stand right now. Give me the Lions.
Yeah, I think I'd do the Lions over the Commanders in that one, I think.
I might take the Commanders over the Niners.
Maybe I'm like hoping and wishing the 49ers are better.
49ers are going to be better. 49ers are going to be good. 49ers, they dealt with a lot last year. They dealt with a lot last year.
They'll be good if they make some additions. Right now, I don't know.
They're going to get a new receiver. They're going to make some additions. They're going to go into the draft. I think they got 10 draft picks.
Well, yeah, like you can make an addition receiver, but is your addition, like, does that still make Brandon Ayuk when he's back your number one? Like, adding T. Higgins is different than adding depth.
If I told you you went into the season with T. Higgins, and Ayuk will be back.
T. Higgins is the one. If the Niners get T. Higgins, then yeah, I can buy in on that.
And as much as I don't believe he's going to be what he was, Brandon Ayuk will play again. So you go into the season with T. Higgins, Juwan Jennings, Purcell, and Brandon Ayuk. I think that's a good look.
Yeah, I can buy into that.
What about Davante Adams?
Mm.
I don't like it, to be honest. I think I'm out on the 30-whatever-year-old receiver.
It would be nice if he stopped following Aaron Rodgers' ass around.
Like, he's probably a good player, but at this
detriment
point...
detriment of his own career.
If I'm the Niners, I'd go T. Higgins instead of him.
Yeah, I love T. Higgins. I don't know how that's going to work out, but you get that. You shape up the offensive line. I already know John Lynch, he's going to go crazy on the defensive line in the draft. You know, he wants... That's how he sees football being played, championship football being played. So, people are always talking about, oh, Kyle, they got... John Lynch will address the trenches. I have no problem with that. So, they're going to get better there. You got to find a replacement for Moody Ward. We'll see what happens there. They got some holes, but I think Niners will be good.
Good news. Christian McCaffrey was just 100% 2 weeks ago.
I think he's going to be 100% starting on Friday. That's what they said.
Friday?
I think so. Or maybe it was last Friday. I don't know.
I thought it was the week leading into the Super Bowl.
He'll be back. He'll be back. Christian, I think Christian got one more great season in him. I think he's on the downhill, but I think this coming year, there's going to be one more year to be like, oh, that's Christian McCaffrey. Like, he's that dude. And then, you know, the regular trajectory of a running back will start to happen. But he's got one more really good year. I think George Kittle's got a good year left in him.
CMC a Hall of Famer? He's talented. Like, he has Hall of Fame talent, but I don't know if he ever got the accolades.
He has it yet.
Offensive player of the year.
Yeah.
Was he rookie offensive player of the year?
I don't think so.
I could find out. I'm sitting here trying to think. I could find out.
If only there was a way we could find out. Let's talk to TC. 916-909-1320. What's up, TC? Oh, yeah. TC going cook.
Hey, what's up with my two brothers?
What's up,
TC?
I just vibing before we get into the Kings because y'all jumped over to the Niners. We ain't talked about them in a minute, huh?
I know. It's been a long time, man.
Hey, nah, but listen, check it out, though. The only way we back right is if we go heavy in a draft in the trenches, and I'm talking about the trenches, we start in the offensive line first. If we can solidify the left tackle and that right tackle in the draft, and we can get both the receivers, Trey Deebo away, he ready to go. We was already talking about that. He already beat us to the punch, right? So he's out of here. So you can get T. Higgins and you can get Davante Adams. And then we could talk about something and then probably get like a running back to back up. We don't. We got Mason, actually. And we got Garrido. Actually, bro, we can be back, though. If we play our cards right and go hard, not with the penny pinching, and we go hard and try to get everybody, we can make something happen, though. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I hear you, TC. This.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.